No, I think that was Coach Ferrano. That wasn't me.
Obviously, his availability is in question. How different is this defense if you don't have him chasing after you?
Well, I mean, you still got guys up there that are going to rush the passer and have some sacks. You know, Jenkins has some sacks, and you know, Raji up there. So there's still some good players that can you know, sack the quarterback and get after me.
How much easier is your life with Brandon Marshall to throw to?
Oh, I mean, you know, with Brandon, it's been great. We've been connecting pretty well and doing some really good things, but there's still room to improve and keep getting better at.
Chad, what do you guys think when you're coming off the bye week and you're looking across and seeing this team and all the injuries that it has? Do you even let that enter your mind, or how do you view it?
Well, I mean, we can't really say about anything about injuries because we have, you know, our own problems with injuries here. So, you know, we're assuming everybody's going to play, and, you know, we'll find out in the game. But we're going to prepare and go through practice like they're going to be there.
What was kind of the South Scout focus during your bye week, Chad?
Well, I mean, coming off the Patriots is obviously decision-making on my part and cleaning up some of them things, but there's some good things out there. Just too many, you know, mental lapses where we had minus plays and things that we needed to clean up offensively.
How much contact, if any, did you have with the Packers prior to the draft?
I had a little bit. They contacted me during the combine, and I sat down in the room a little bit, but just a little bit, not much.
What did you think when they took Brom right before you went?
I mean, obviously it's their move, so you know, they had a, you know, they had something in Brom that they liked, and you know, they chose him over me.
It's worked out pretty well for you, though, hasn't it? I mean, you are starting, and you probably with Rodgers here, you probably wouldn't be here.
Yeah, it's definitely, it was a good situation that I landed in here because obviously with Aaron there and, you know, Brett Favre still there and not knowing what's going to happen there. So it was a good situation coming down here and learning behind Chip Pennington and getting the opportunity last year.
What do you think of what you've seen out of Charles Woodson this year?
Sorry?
What do you think of what you've seen out of Charles Woodson this year?
Oh, I mean, you know, Charles is a tricky guy. You know, he's always in the right places. He's been doing some really good things. Obviously, some of the penalties have, you know, hurt him, but I think he's just very instinctive, knows how to play the right receivers. Seems like he's been tracking the number one receivers for the most part. And, you know, you just got to be aware of where he's at.
With all those penalties, is he someone that you might want to, that you go after, or do you kind of shy away from him? I guess, how do you view a guy like that?
Well, I mean, we're just going to go through our reads and our progressions, and if he ends up on the receiver that I throw to, then, you know, we'll throw it. But I don't think, you know, our offense is built around to shy away from guys, but we obviously got to know where he's at on the field because he is a good player.
Chad, how many different coverages are you seeing on Brandon Marshall, and is he one of the easier guys to throw to even when he's doubled because of his height and size?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, the Jets presented, you know, one-on-one with Brandon, and they also, you know, double-covered him. So a lot of teams are trying to take him away, but, you know, our other receivers are doing a really good job. Devon Best is doing a very good job, and also Brian Hartline. So if they're going to double Brandon, you know, we have other options, and we'll try to get Brandon the ball. But, you know, for the most part, you know, we're just going to go through our reads, and we feel good about everybody getting the football.
I know the Wildcat's been pretty effective for you guys, but is that a challenge for you that maybe you get into a groove and then you get taken out for a play or two?
No, we kind of take it as advantage. I mean, we prepare that way during the week with the Wildcat, and, you know, I come to the sideline, try to get a good feel of, you know, what the coaches are seeing, what the next play is going to be, and anticipate going in there and getting a read on the defense.
Do you lobby to be a receiver in that formation?
No, I think my physical talents are outside the receiver part.
What have you thought about your running game to this point? How much has it taken pressure off you, and do you think you guys can be better there?
I think our running game has done, you know, pretty good job. We've been opening up some holes and giving me some wins in the play-action pass game, but, you know, I think overall it's not just, you know, getting better in the run game. I think it's just improving every attribute on offense. Just, you know, try to improve each and every week with practice and in the game and just really show what we can do as an offense. We try to be balanced.
Has Tony emphasized anything differently on the road and your success on the road this year?
You know, we take each game. I mean, we want to be better at home, but, you know, we really like going away because it's just us in there, and we really bond as a team, and just, you know, it seems like the world's against us, and we just got to go out there and play as a team, and we're the only ones out there supporting us. So we love the challenges going away. Obviously, this is going to be a great challenge for us, a lot of history, and we just got to take it in and play our game.